Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
Hey, everybody, this is Dierks Bentley.
Hey, everyone, this is Keith Urban.
Hey, it's Sam Hunt.
Hey, y'all, this is Luke Bryan, and you're waking up with Tampa Bay's morning crew.
I'm 99.5
QYK.
It's game day, baby. 99.5 QYK. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Is there any reason that this chair is so short?
It's down kind of low.
I'm the shortest person in the room for the first time maybe ever. Literally can barely see over the table. Is it just? Hold on.
Yeah, just pull that push that lever underneath. There you go.
I'm see? A new man. It's like I grew up in 10 seconds. It's crazy. All right, good morning to you. How are you, Kevin?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You excited?
Nervous.
Nervous.
More nervous than excited because it's a must win. It's not like we're winning 3-2. If that were the case, then it would be more excitement, I think.
Right.
I'm nervous about tonight.
Now, I think your nerves will be put at ease around 8:20.
Okay.
I'm told that there's a special presentation.
There is.
From Lana.
Yep. Okay.
And
I'm going to get you fired up.
All right. That's all I know. So I'm excited to see what happens at 8:20.
I've got a little speech for you guys.
Well, you're not supposed to give it away.
Oh, sorry. Well, I got something for you.
All right, we got something for you. Just get us ready. All right, very excited about that. Lana, it's a big day for you today.
It's
you
a
know
big
why?
Day. Why is that?
It's your boyfriend's birthday.
It is Paul's birthday.
Happy Yay. Birthday to Paul. I texted him this morning, said happy birthday, sir.
Aww.
You texted him before 6?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a firefighter. He's up.
Yeah, he's awake. Actually, yeah. He's been running calls all night. He texted me at 3.
Damn hero, Kevin. Show a little respect, would you?
I know, but man, he needs some sleep, too.
That's after he's done with his job.
Yeah.
All right, very cool. We got, of course, your Hello Live concert. Are you kidding me? Is this real? Am I reading this right? Tyler Farr going to be at the Dallas Bowl on the 6th of Ooh. November.
Live concerts.
Cannot wait for that. We're going to play a game called How Far? 2 hours. How far is it? It's a fun game. We'll explain coming up at 7:40. Of course, your Green Market Cafe. We'll hook you up with that with our secret celebrity at 6:20.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Well, we're going to try to help out someone today with our QYK Family Matters. This is a new thing we're doing here because we do get emails from time to time, people looking for help, and we want to help them out. And this email is actually from Raquel in Brandon, and she's hoping to get some help from you, QYK Family. She's going through this. She said, hey, JR and Lana, first off, I love your show, and my whole family listens to you every single morning. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. I'm looking for help about what to do for Halloween. My kids are excited about this weekend, and we are excited to celebrate. My husband is completely against them trick-or-treating, but I am okay with it. They are back in school. They are wearing masks, and I don't think it's that big of a risk. I'm hoping the QYK family can help us out to find a compromise and learn, what's she saying, and hear what they have to say about what they're going to do. So I would ask you, Kevin, with kids, what are your plans? Are the kids going trick-or-treating?
They are.
And you have no worries about that?
I don't, because we're not going to go up to the door. If they're sitting in the driveway, we're just going to do that way.
All right. And Lana, are you doing trick-or-treating with Paul's kids?
Yes, they're going trick-or-treating, and I believe that they'll probably do the same thing. But I think they're probably going to still go up to the homes of the people that they know.
Right.
I don't know if I would send them maybe to a stranger's house.
Well, I mean, I think that would be true with COVID as well.
I mean,
a block party type thing?
Yeah, like, if it's decorated, the lights are on or whatnot.
Gotcha.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I think precautions are going to have to be in place this year. Things are going to be a little bit different. But
right.
I think it's okay to trick-or-treat.
I would say two things. One, you're obviously putting yourself at risk anytime you go to a restaurant or anything like that. But is it an unnecessary risk? I don't know. Maybe. Because if you did get it from somebody let's say it's an older couple or someone with something pre-existing, and you went up there and somehow you exposed them to it. I mean, obviously it was their choice to give out candy, but maybe you exposed them to something. Is it worth the risk? I don't know. But that's why we asked the QYK family right now, what are you going to do? Do you think there's a compromise for Raquel and her husband? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Hit us up. We want to know. Trying to help out Raquel this morning on our QYK Family Matters. It's 99.5 QYK. She wrote us a letter basically saying her husband and her are split when it comes to trick-or-treating or not trick-or-treating. She says, I'm okay with it. The kids are excited about it this weekend. He's like, I think it's an unnecessary risk. I'm not comfortable with it. People going door to door, especially with COVID going on and all that. I don't think it's worth the risk this year. So she was looking for our help. We reached out to the QYK family. We got some text, right?
Yeah, Robin in Lakeland, she has created candy chutes to drop candy to the kids, and it attaches to her mailbox, so she'll put the candy in on one side, and then it comes out of the bottom of the chute.
That's awesome.
I'm like, and the kids are going to love that.
That's
when they
a fun
go trick-or-treating. Yeah, so
I like that.
Love that idea. She even sent a photo of it, so thank you for that, Robin.
What is it, like PVC pipe?
Yeah, it's like a PVC pipe. Yeah, and she's got
awesome.
It all decorated and everything on her mailbox.
Way to go, Robin. Very cool. We got Andy on the phone. Now, Andy has some friends. They're doing something a little different with their kids this year. What's this all about?
So, what we're doing is, because it's the same situation except it's flipped. My buddy's wife is completely against him going trick-or-treating, but he wants to take his kids trick-or-treating.
Okay.
So what they are ended up doing is they're doing sort of a trunk-or-treat type thing. Their family's going to come around, and they're actually going to just have candy in the trunk. So the kids walk up down to the end of the driveway, candy, pull the candy out of the trunk, see the family. Family drives off, and the car, it's like their whole family's going to do that.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That's a great idea.
So just kind of got to do a drive-through candy stop.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, that makes it easy on the kids. They don't have to go to every house.
Right. Exactly. And the kids can still wear their costumes and take pictures and all that fun stuff.
I like that.
Aw, that's a really good idea.
Now, is it just their family, or is the whole neighborhood doing this?
From what I understand, it's their family and friends, but people in the neighborhood, if they want to, they can do it.
Okay.
Where they live, it's like a lot of older people.
Sure.
And they're like the only family in the area that I know from what he's told me.
Right.
So it's like a lot of like older people, and they always look forward to it because it's like they kind of watch his kids grow up.
That's a good alternative right there. It's a compromise. Kids get to do a little trick-or-treating. Mm-hmm. It's a little different this year. And, maybe the safest alternative. Right. Hey, man, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
You too.
I definitely think there's creative ways to do it if you are really, really nervous about it. But for Raquel and her husband, obviously they got to get on the same page somehow. But that's a great compromise right there.
Mm-hmm. And I think if you are going to pass out candy this year and you don't know a lot of the kids or mm-hmm. the parents in your neighborhood, I think it might be a good idea to step outside of your door.
Right.
And maybe just do it in your driveway to make everybody feel safe. Because I think going up to people's homes right now is a little uneasy, especially if you don't know them.
Yeah, and I think obviously there's going to be different precautions this year, mm-hmm. you know, just to play on the safe side, you know. So, all right, well, Raquel, hopefully that helps you. We're going to do it every Tuesday. We get a letter from somebody. You can hit us up at qykfamily@gmail.com if you got something you want help with. All right, coming up, we got a new thing for you called the Car Line Fun Fact at 7:05.
Beep, beep. Well, it's a car line. Fun fact.
Tampa Bay's morning crew right now. We're doing something called Car Line Fun Fact, as you heard right there. It's a new thing we're doing. We're going to do it every day at 7:05, and we are going to give you a little something to chew on for the day, you know? Maybe you're waiting in the car line to drop the kids off. This will be fun for the kids and you. Maybe you're just driving. Something you can go brag about. A little water cooler talk. All right? Here's today's fun fact. It is impossible to hum while holding your nose. So, you can't do it while holding your nose. Lana, would you like to try?
You want me to?
So, hum without plugging your nose. Now do it. That she's literally holding her nose. Can't do it, right?
No.
I was trying.
I know, you can't do it, right?
That's pretty cool.
But yeah, there's a little fun fact for you to do, and now you can challenge somebody like, I bet you $10. You can't hum by plugging your nose.
You can't do it.
I know. Possible right there. All right, 7:15, second date update coming up for you. Randy Houser, Running Out of Moonlight. Turn us up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Time to find out what's happening in the world of dating with the Second Date Update on 99.5 QIK.
Stuart Marcus on the phone this morning trying to get our help about a date he went on with this girl, Allison. He reached out to us at QIK, SecondDateUpdate@gmail.com. We're going to see if we can help him out. Good morning, Marcus. How are you?
What's up, guys? How you doing? I'm doing great. Good morning.
Well, listen, man, we want to see if we can help you out. It looks like this girl, Allison, that you wrote us about. Tell us about her. How'd you guys meet? What's going on?
Oh, man. I was, first off, let me just say, I don't normally do this, and I'm not a troll But I went online. I was checking out some posts of different people, different things. Ran across this girl's Instagram. And I'm not going to lie, man, she was looking good. So I DM'd her. I slid into her DM.
Oh, yeah.
And man. Hauled her out on a hookup. We talked. We had some similar interests. I hooked up. We went actually on a date at the Bricks restaurant.
Oh, in Ybor City?
Yeah, I went to Ybor, man. It was off the chain. It was a good time.
Oh, the chain. Nice.
Yeah, it was a good time, man. And the girl is... good-looking girl, man. Good-looking girl.
I love it.
And take a breath.
I mean, I couldn't take my eyes off her. I was watching her the whole time. And apparently some other people couldn't either. They were looking at her, giving her attention. And we had a good time. I'll just leave it at that. So everything ends up, get her back to her place. And a few days goes by, and I'm like wondering why I haven't heard from her. I hit her up, called her phone, slipped back into her DM. Nothing, haven't heard anything back from her. So I thought, let's see if I can get somebody else to help me out.
All right. You sound like a very interesting guy and fun guy, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm a fun dude, man. I'm a fun dude.
So when I know you were pretty infatuated by her. Did you feel that reciprocated? Did you feel like that she was really into the date and interested in you?
Yeah, it seemed like it. I mean, she seemed like I had her attention as well. We had a great time, great chemistry, you know, no hiccups, no red flags, no drama, and I was just wondering what happened.
I'm excited about this one. All right, well, listen, Marcus, here's what we're going to do. Put you on hold. We're going to try to call Allison for you, all right?
Oh, nice.
All right, hang on. Marcus sounds like a very energized, excitable guy. He's talking about his date that he went on with Allison, the 7:15 second date update right now on 99.5 QIK. First impressions.
Oh, this guy was in love with this girl, Allison. Mm-hmm. He picked her out on Instagram. He messaged her on Instagram without even knowing her because they lived in the same area. And basically it was like, you're hot, let's go on a date. They did. And he was like, I can't stop staring at her. She's gorgeous.
Right.
But unfortunately now, he don't know what's going on because she is just like MIA right now.
Yeah, he took a shot, slid into the DMs, and it worked apparently, so they went on a date. But now we got to figure out what's going on. So we're going to try to call Allison and see if we can get her on the phone.
Hello?
Hey, Allison. How are you?
Good.
Don't worry. This is not a political phone call to ask for your vote or anything like that.
Yeah.
Everybody's been getting those. This is actually 99.5 QIK, and it's Tampa Bay's morning crew over here. How are you?
Oh, hi.
Good morning.
So, Allison, we want to see if you had a second. We'd actually like to talk to you about a date you recently went on. A guy named Marcus. Would it be okay if we asked you some questions on the air about him?
Okay, let's talk about Marcus.
Really? Okay.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'll just tell you what he told us. He said that you guys went to the Bricks in Ybor City. He said he slid into your DMs, took a shot. It worked because you guys obviously went out. And now he's been trying to get a hold of you because he was really into you. And he said you were beautiful and he couldn't keep his eyes off you. And he was really into it. So, you know, a date that seems like it started from a DM into a great date. What happened?
Well, why don't you ask my mom?
What? What does your mom have to do with this?
He, not only did he DM me, he also DM'd my mom.
For what?
And it was literally the same message.
Oh, he was hitting on your mom.
Yes. Ooh. Yes, yes, yes. And so my mom and I live together, and she, you know, she's older. She's not the most tech savvy, and she actually asked me because it was in the request because they're not friends. So she was like, hey, what is this, like, request thing? So I showed her, and I saw it. And not only did he send her, so the same intro message he sent me, she did not respond, obviously. But he was sending her, like, he kept sending her messages. Like, he couldn't even get the hint. And he was like, I just want to date, like, an older woman. And I'm like, it was disgusting. He even sent her, like, a shirtless photo. It was crazy.
What are the chances a guy gets a mom and a daughter combo?
So what's also crazy is, like, if he had even really paid attention to my Instagram feed, there's pictures of us together.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, that's where I would think you get caught or on... So he was definitely throwing out a big net here, and he hit up your mom.
Right. And, like, who else is he messaging with the same exact pickup line?
Now, did he hit
up
your mom?
In the area?
Did he hit up your mom after the date then?
I found out about it after the date, but the messages kept coming after the date.
Oh, yeah, gross. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, here's the deal, Allison. We actually have Marcus on the phone with us. I got to bring him back on for this. Marcus?
What's up, guys?
Well, you tell us, man.
Goodness. Here we go.
Does this sound pretty accurate?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, Marcus, come on.
You got to do better than that.
What are you talking about? What do you mean? What did I do?
Have you been messaging a woman named Tammy? Because that's my mom.
Tammy.
Let me think. Dude, you're Tammy. So busted right now.
I mean, you might as well come clean at this point.
I get online, I talk to people. It's, you know, that's what you do online. You talk to people, you meet people, you try to connect. That's what I was doing. I connected with you, and we had a great date. What's the problem?
Yeah, but you're also hitting on everybody on Instagram, including my mom, who you don't even know.
I don't know if I hit on your mom. I might have sent her a message, but at the end of the day, I took you on a date. I didn't take your mom. I didn't ask your mom.
Because she didn't respond to you.
Well, if they don't respond, I can't take you. But you did. We went out. We had a great time. And the Bricks was a great restaurant. Didn't you have a good time?
Yeah, well, now I just feel stupid that I said yes, that I fell for the same message that you're sending half of Instagram.
Same?
The first message she said was the exact same.
Oh, gross. I'm sorry. Allison, run.
Marcus, do you see here if it... I mean, obviously, she has proof that the message came from you. It's the profile. Do you see how she could be really turned off by this? I'm hoping you can see that.
I can see how she could have a problem with it, yes. If my mom was living with me and somebody messaged me and her at the same time, yeah, I got it.
That would be even better.
But at the end of the day, like I said, you, Allison, were the person that I went out, spent my time, spent my money on, and spent my emotions on. We had a great time. You know we did.
How just, like, oblivious and tone-deaf are you that, first of all, she's in my photos on Instagram, and also she ignored you?
You're the person I took on a date. We had a great time. I would love to take you out on a date again.
Well?
No.
Okay.
No.
What's your mom doing?
Lana!
Tell her to call me.
No. All right, Marcus. Well, I just think this is kind of a hand in the cookie jar type of thing for you, buddy. It didn't work out. Thank you, Allison, for coming on with us. That was a fantastic story you just shared with us. Tell your mother hello for us.
Yeah, props to your mom for guys looking her up on Instagram and even having an Instagram account.
Yeah,
she's very attractive and cool.
Well, wish you guys luck. Keep your game tight, Marcus. Yeah. And you guys take care.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, that's crazy. Is crazy. Well, apparently it was a family affair for this 7:15. Second date update, Jared, Lana, Kevin here. And what happened was Marcus reached out to us because he had not heard back from his date, Allison. He said, I did something that I don't normally do. I reached out on, direct message on Instagram and DM'd this girl, Allison. She was like, well, that's cool. They got to talking, whatever. They end up going on a date.
Mm-hmm.
But when she got back, her mom, who's not so tech savvy, goes, what does this request mean in my messages? Well, it means you have a message from somebody you're not friends with. So they looked it up. It was Marcus.
Same guy.
She was trolling. Did not realize it was her mother. And it was the same opening line, too. Basically just changed the name on who
he's talking
to. Yeah, but
the exact same thing.
So, Allison goes, I was into you, but then I came home and realized that you were into my mother. And it was a little bit weird. So she's like, how many people are you doing this to? And yeah, of course, if you would have scrolled down a little bit, you would have seen my mom on Instagram. It was just awkward all the way around.
I can't believe that happened.
All right, Liz is in Newport Richie right now. Liz, what do you think?
That guy is the typical reason why, or the poster person why women cannot trust men. Didn't say can't, but don't. She needs to run.
Yeah, I think that's what Lana's advice was as well.
Oh my goodness, that poor lady. He's the reason why you poor men are in the situation you are.
Well, I appreciate you calling. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. Mark is in Tampa right now. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Brian.
All right, brother, what do you think?
Well, I think Marcus is an amateur.
I know, I told him to keep his game tight.
He should have invited them both out the first night.
Oh, man.
That would have been a little awkward, right, Lana?
You think?
All right, Mark, thanks for calling. Have a great day, bud.
Love you guys.
Love you back. You know, if I was her, the only thing I would have done differently is I would have gotten in cahoots with my mom and just started messing with him on Instagram. Just going back and forth.
Oh, that would have been fun.
Just going back and forth and then say, hey, we should meet up sometime.
And then have them show up together.
And go, hey, Marcus, how are you, buddy?
That would have been good.
All right, if you missed it, it'll be on our QYK Instagram and our Facebook page a little bit later. It was pretty good. What a tool. Marcus, that's from Lana. Enjoy yourself. All right. We need someone to play How Far Is It? F-A-R-R for Tyler Farr tickets for his show at the Dallas Bowl on November 6th. If you want to play, we'll take caller 9 right now, 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
We got Shannon in Tampa today, and we're going to play a little game called How Far Is It? We are playing for Tyler Farr tickets. It's going to be at the Dallas Bowl on November 6th. Going to be excited to go see some live music, right, Shannon?
Absolutely.
All right, so here's how it works. We're going to ask you the distance from Tampa Bay to Eric Church's house in where, Lana?
Granite Falls, North Carolina.
And the game is, you will guess an original number, just say a number. It's going to be to the nearest 5, all right? And I will tell you higher or lower. You and I will work together until you get this distance. You have 30 seconds to do it. And if you do, we'll give you those Tyler Farr tickets, all right?
Okay.
Have you ever been to North Carolina?
No, I have not.
Perfect. Me neither. We're going to do this together. All right, so I have this number in front of me. Are you ready?
Yes.
Shannon, go.
23,000.
23,000? You going around the world? No, lower.
Yeah, 2,300.
Lower.
2,000.
Lower.
1,500.
Lower.
1,000.
A lot lower.
800.
Lower.
700.
Lower.
600.
Higher.
500. Or 650.
Lower.
643.
Lower.
635.
Yeah! Yeah.
Started with 23,000. We got it.
We took a trip around the sun.
Holy cow.
All right, so where do we go again, Lana?
Granite Falls, North Carolina.
That's 635 miles away.
That's it.
Wait, way to go. You got Tyler Farr tickets by playing the game called How Far Is It? Way to go.
Awesome.
Shannon, have you ever been 23,000 miles anywhere, by the way?
No. Listen, I'm driving, and I was like, I'm just going to say a number.
And you did.
And that happened.
All right, hang on for us, okay?
All right, perfect.
Oh, I love this game. I was worried. I'm like, are we going to get down that far? Yeah. I'm glad you didn't say 21,000. Yeah. All right, we're going to play a game for Tyler Farr tickets tomorrow at 7:40. And coming up, your 8:10 Music Minute. You know what we do. We go nonstop music. Till then.
Now it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
The nominees for the American Music Awards are in, and Dan and Shay are the country artists with the most nominations. They've got 3, which include the all-genre collaboration of the year and favorite country song for 10,000 hours with Justin Bieber. You can vote on Twitter using hashtag AMAs or the AMAs website that will air live from Los Angeles on November 22nd on ABC. I like this. Favorite album for country is either Luke Combs, mm-hmm. Blake Shelton, or Morgan Wallen. And favorite song is 10,000 Hours from Dan and Shay. Sure. Maren Morris is up for The Bones. And then Blake and Gwen for Nobody But You. So it'll be interesting to see who wins that. Dierks Bentley and his wife have 3 kids, and they have been sheltering in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado during this pandemic. I mean, he's actually get to experiencing living, like he says about in his song. And he doesn't really want to go back to Nashville.
this moment in time I've always wanted and thought a lot about living, spending some time in the mountains, actually came true, and here we are. It didn't come true the way I would have wanted it to, but we're here, and I'm really getting a chance to do some living away from my usual living, which is on stage.
Don't you think a lot of people have thought that now, being quarantined, or maybe not liking the situation? I know I have friends in California that are like, hey, I got to get out of here. Yeah. This is just too much for me, or, you know, hot spots around the country where people have kind of reevaluated what's important to them, you know?
And that's what he's saying. He's like, I'm not going back to Nashville until it's safe to go back. So I wanted to know, did you get your invitation in the mail to John Party's wedding?
Did not.
You haven't. I mean, you talk about how good of friends you guys are. I talk about his dad, the downstairs at his house, and the backyard, the tractor. I was just wondering if you were going to the wedding. Because he and his fiance, they will be getting married next month. So you better go out and check that mailbox, because I would expect, since you guys are so close, that you probably can't.
Thanks, Lana. Appreciate it.
Luke Combs and his wife, Nicole, are almost 3 months into the married life. And according to Luke, nothing's really changed.
It didn't change the dynamic of our relationship in any way. I mean, we had been living together previously for a while. And so it was just great to do that and know that we have each other there to lean on has been a really awesome feeling. And we're having a great time.
Love that. A lot of things going right in that guy's life right now. Happy for him.
I love that things are going really well. They say you can be considered a newlywed for up to 4 years. And Lauren Elena, she remembers dressing up her brother for Halloween until he looked at her and basically was like, what are you doing to me?
I always dress up my brother, too, and I'd say not my best costume, but his best costume. He looked just like me. I put extensions in his hair and a little hat on his head. I put makeup on him and my cheerleading outfit. It fit him. I was so mad about that.
You know, I'll tell you this. My sister used to practice her makeup. She's 6 years older than me.
Okay.
Used to practice her makeup on me.
Ooh. Does she have pictures still?
I was like, I don't know how old I was, 17 or something. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, I was like 9 or 10. And I was like, what am I doing? So it was just a cool way to hang out with my sister, I thought.
Yeah, that's
a
little bonding. And then
I realized, wait, she's putting makeup on me. I got to get out of here.
Oh, did you get wigs and did you get dresses and stuff too?
No, I did not put on a dress, did not put on heels, did not put on a wig. Probably a bracelet.
Well, that is a fun afternoon.
Just a typical afternoon at the Jouse House.
That is your Music Minute.
All right, very excited. It is game 6 tonight for the Rays, and who better to get us jacked up about it than our very own Lana? We are not sure exactly what's going to happen.
Nope.
It's coming up at 8:20. I'm very excited about this. Lana, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, very cool. 6 minutes away.
You're all
Luke Combs, Better Together, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. All right, so all we've been told, Kevin and I said, hey, Lana goes, I got something for you. And I go, all right, Lana, what you got?
Well, I know that the Rays are listening right now because they are huge fans of QYK and they love our support for their team. And they especially love Kevin. Since they're listening, they're up early over there. I wanted to make sure and get them pumped up for tonight's game.
So they're huddled around in some kind of Alexa in Arlington right now is what you're telling us.
Yep, that's what that's the text that I got from Kevin.
Okay.
And so,
Kiermaier?
Yes.
Okay, back
there. So they're listening to us right now.
All right.
So if you could start my music, please.
So what is this? This is like a pump-up speech or something?
This is a speech to my boys tonight.
All right.
So, because we got to win.
It's a must win.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Boys, this is the World Series. Tonight, you are about to walk onto the field of Game 6 of the World Series. It's not just a baseball game. It is a must win for Tampa Bay. Your team expects nothing but the best. Your coach and the city that is staying up way past their bedtime to watch tonight are expecting everything that you've got. That's right, many of us are sacrificing our own sleep, our jobs, even our health, just to watch you win tonight. This is a game that you have dreamed about. This is what you have worked so hard for, sacrificed for, and trained for. It's Game 6 of the World Series. No other Tampa Bay team has been able to win a World Series, so it's Tampa's time. As a matter of fact, Governor DeSantis has already declared us the title town. Bring another championship back to Tampa. The Tampa Bay Lightning have already done it. Let's be honest, the Bucks are looking pretty good. So tonight, it's your night. The people of Tampa Bay are also behind you. Heck, Even JR, who moved here in March, is cheering for you.
Yeah.
You've showed up every day. You've worked hard. Tonight is the most important game of your life. It's time to take the Dodgers down. Everything you have learned, from throwing the ball in the backyard with your dad, to Little League, to high school tournaments, to the big leagues. And here we are today, standing in Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas, for Game 6 of the World Series. So when you step up to that plate tonight, I want you to think about this. Put everything you have behind that ball and send that ball soaring into the stands. Think of that baseball not as a ball, but as a symbol of the things that drive your speed, your strength, your motivation, and mostly your aggression. Think of that baseball as the coach that said you will never make it to the big leagues. That ball is your ex-wife who took your home and the majority of your savings. That ball is the girl in high school that broke up with you and dated your best friend behind your back.
Yeah, Chantel.
That ball is the one day you have off and plan to go fishing and it rains. That ball is the driver that cuts you off on 275 when you've been waiting patiently to merge onto the veterans. That ball is that lady that calls you every day telling you about your car warranty about to expire. Play like you've never played before and win this game. You are the Tampa Bay Rays. So get out there and play some ball tonight. Everybody, let's go Rays!
Wow, I'm pumped
up. Can you play the Metallica song?
Yeah, I'm pumped up. It happened. Unbelievable.
Wow. Fantastic.
I am jacked up right now. Oh, I want to run through a wall right now. I'm so excited. Jeez.
Oh, wow.
Very well done.
The ball is your ex-girlfriend. Yeah. I love it.
Tell you what, man. You've just helped me get over
it. That was just great.
Bam! All right. Game 6 tonight. Game time is?
8:08.
8:08. If that doesn't pump you up, you better check your pulse today. Way to go, Lana. I feel good. Here's a I feel good story for you right now. 995 QYK and kind of a dangerous one. Let's talk about a St. Pete native named Nicholas Holzerlin. He's about to embark on quite the journey over a 400-mile paddleboard ride.
400 miles?
I'll be honest with you, it's hard for me to stand up on a paddleboard.
We just talked about North Carolina being 635 miles. So it's like he's almost going to North Carolina.
No, he's actually going to the Bahamas.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Now, he owns a business called It's Time Kayak. I think it's probably It's Time to Kayak. And he's doing something called Paddle for People, and it helps the Crossroads Hope Academy. And going to raise money for foster children at the Crossroads Hope Academy. So he is going to paddle 400 miles to the Bahamas.
No way would I do that.
That makes me nervous even thinking about it.
Here he is talking about it.
I started working with the Crossroads Hope Academy foster home. And basically I'm starting to fundraiser for them. So that way we can raise money just so they can go on a once a month event for the next year for their 20 kids, all boys. I am going to go from Bartow, Florida, which is the start of the Peace River, all the way down the Peace River. That's 106 miles out Charlotte Harbor, down the entire southwest coast of Florida, which is past the Everglades. Up and around the Florida Bay, and then I'm going to attempt to launch from North Key Largo over to Bimini Island, Bahamas.
What?
My goodness.
I'm looking at it on Google right now.
Yes.
There's a lot of water in between that spot.
Uh-huh. Yep, and a lot of things in the ocean.
Yeah. Exactly.
He's going to need the water to paddleboard, so there is a lot of water.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, no way, man.
It's going to be a while. It's going to be 400 miles, to be exact, yeah. He's hoping to raise $6,000 so the school can afford one water sports outing per month for the whole year for these kids, up to 20 kids that are in this foster home.
That is an amazing thing to do. And he's 23 years old.
And It's Time to Kayak is the name of his business. And it's called Paddle for People through the Crossroads Hope Academy. So if you want to help out, you can donate right there. Maybe they can have more than one outing a month doing something fun with this kayaking.
I love to paddleboard, but I don't even want to go out of the canal. I just want to stay like in the canals and stuff. It's scary.
Nicholas Holzerlin, you are our I Feel Good story today. Way to go, buddy. For a great purpose and a great perspective at 23 years old. It's 99.5 QYK, Jason Aldean, burning it down. Turn us up. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK. It's time for Trending in Tampa Bay. JR, Lana, and the 22-year radio veteran, ACN CMA winner, Pride of Jesuit High School, USF graduate, and former bird caller at the Lowry
Park Zoo.
Park Zoo.
Wow.
Yes, he did that for a long time, and he's one of the best. Thank you.
Can you still do it?
No. Just give me one little bird call. See what I'm saying? That's why they hired him. All right, trending in Tampa Bay. Go ahead, Kevin.
Game 6 of the World Series between the Rays and Dodgers tonight at 8:08 on Fox. It's do or die, folks. They have to win both games. The Dodgers are up 3-2 in the series. Blake Snell is the starting pitcher for the Rays.
Had a good start last time.
He definitely did. And so I feel pretty good with Blake Snell on the mound tonight for the Rays. Again, 8:08 on Fox. The Walt Disney World Gateways. It's basically the entrance signs when you get into with the Walt Disney World Resort area. They're getting a new color scheme of dark blue and gold. And you will no longer see where dreams come true, which was like their phrase up on it. It's now going to say the most magical place on Earth, which they've said for a long time as well. The reason why they are changing the color scheme is to match Cinderella's castle, which also received a new color scheme.
What? They painted the castle?
Yeah, they repainted it.
Did she pick it out?
Cinderella did? Yes, okay, absolutely. Sure. Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary next year, by the way. October 1st, 1971 is when they actually opened their doors. And finally, the presidential election is 1 week from today. So that means there are only 6 days left to vote early. Around 62 million Americans have already voted. That's more than the mail-in and early in-person voting totals from the 2016 election.
Good.
In Florida, 41% of registered voters have already cast their ballots, either by mail or early voting locations. And Florida is currently on track to see its largest voter turnout in state history.
Wow, that's awesome.
And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir. Go Rays. Game 6. Let's go.
Scotty McCreary. See you tonight. 995 QYK. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Thanks so much for hanging out with us every single morning. We appreciate it. We love being a part of your day. Hopefully we make you smile a little bit. And I don't know how you couldn't be pumped up by my highlight of the show, which was Lana giving the greatest inspirational speech for the Rays tonight for Game 6, Game Time 8:08. I am putting a video together for it because that's how inspiring it was. Let me just pull up this little message that I got on Instagram after your speech. All right?
We have to win this game tonight. Game 6 of the World Series our Tampa Bay Rays are in tonight.
I believe it's Chastity said, her speech made me cry.
Aww.
Can she give me a morning motivational speech? So she is pumped up for it, and I was pumped up. Kevin, you?
I was absolutely pumped up. That is my highlight as well. There's no way I could not go with that as the highlight of the show, because it made me feel good inside.
Yes, that warm, fuzzy feeling.
Yes.
And the feeling of a win tonight.
Yes, feeling of a win. Of course, I love the speech, but I got to say our car line fun fact was kind of fun this morning, too.
Yes.
JR has started a new little thing, and he's just telling us a little fun fact while you're sitting in the car line dropping the kids off. And this morning, we learned that you cannot hum while plugging your nose.
No.
Kevin, hum.
And I tried it.
Just hum by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now plug your nose.
Mm-hmm.
Plug it harder. Yeah, it goes away.
You get
the initial air that was in your nose, and then it just goes away.
It goes away.
Yeah, at one point, Lana was like, I was like, it sounded like a frog a little bit. All right, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll have more Tyler Farr tickets for you. You're going to be at the Dallas Bowl on the 6th of November, 7:40 tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.